Questions 31 to 40. Reviewing a lecture. Two college students are talking about a lecture that one of them missed. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions that follow.
Now listen to the conversation.
Hey, where were you yesterday? You missed an important lecture.
I think I must have had food poisoning. I was really sick. Wasn't sure I'd survive for a while, but I did, of course.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm glad you're better. I'm afraid you're not going to understand anything in tomorrow's lecture, though. The topic's being treated in two parts. At least that's what the professor said. She talked about an example yesterday, and tomorrow she's going to build up the theories using the example she presented yesterday. And if not, well, at least I didn't find it a very easy topic.
And what's the topic? It had to do with the domestication of animals, didn't it?
Yeah, the genetics of animal domestication in this big experiment carried out in Russia that lots of people are using in order to extrapolate back to ancient domestication events, like the domestication of dogs, cats, cows, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay. Are you busy now? Do you want to go and get a coffee and explain to me what you remember from the first lecture? It would be a huge help to me if you have time, that is.
Yeah, why not? Remember, though, I'm finding this topic pretty difficult. I'm not sure if I'm understanding everything, so I'm not sure I'll pass on the right info. I'm happy to try, though.
Don't worry. I like this subject, and I probably know enough to recognize if you've mixed something up, even if I don't know the right answer. Maybe it'll help both of us.
Yeah, actually, trying to explain something to someone else usually makes clear what parts you don't understand yourself.
So what was this experiment?
Okay, first of all, the experiment was carried out in Russia by a scientist named Dmitry K. Belyev. And he bred a group of foxes that came from a fur farm, and he bred them for only one characteristic, which was tameness. And he bred the foxes for tameness for 25 years until he died. And then other researchers took over, and what they found out...
Wait. Sorry to interrupt, but what was the question? I mean, what did they start out trying to prove or disprove exactly?
Oh, whoops, that's important, and I forgot to mention it. Sorry. Well, what Beyev wondered about was why so many different domesticated animals from different places and different times all had so many common characteristics.
Common characteristics? Can you remember any of them specifically?
Yeah. For example, white spots on an animal's body, particularly on the animal's forehead. This is found on dogs, horses, pigs, cows, many different kinds of animals. Also, floppy ears. Darwin first observed this, that all kinds of domesticated animals had floppy ears, and no wild animals did, except for the elephant. What else? Let's see... Also, the appearance of shorter tails, shorter legs, and changes in the reproductive cycle are all present in lots of different species of domesticated animals. So Belyev thought this was pretty notable. He thought, why should this be?
Did he have any ideas?
Yes, but I can't remember most of them, I'm afraid. Some were quite technical. I'll have to review this at some point. Anyway, he eliminated most of them for one reason or another, and he was left with the idea that maybe if one behavioral trait was selected for...
Do you mean people wanted this trait so they bred animals on purpose that had this trait? Or do you mean by natural selection because they just survived better in captivity?
Yeah, good question. I think this was the issue, but I can't remember exactly why... I think in the end, he decided that it didn't matter if it was human selection or natural selection or maybe even both at the same time. It's really complicated, but he figured that it was the same either way and it didn't matter. But anyway, back to Belyev's hypothesis. He thought that if only one trait was selected for, tameness, which is a behavioral trait controlled by the hormonal and endocrine systems, it could change some really basic patterns of development, and this would explain why all different species changed in the same way as they went through the process of being tamed. And his research seemed to support his idea.
And that's it?
Yeah, basically that's it.
Well, it all seems straightforward enough. I don't know why you're not getting it.
Oh, well, I just skipped the confusing parts, like all the theoretical support for his idea and the details about what his experiment showed. There was some stuff about the development of the embryo, too, and the idea that maybe the tamed animals were keeping babyish characteristics, but I didn't really understand that. You should ask the professor for a copy of the article if you understand this stuff, and read it, and then you can explain the rest to me.
Okay, that's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll do that. But at least now I've got the general picture.
Now listen again.
Hey, where were you yesterday? You missed an important lecture.
I think I must have had food poisoning. I was really sick. Wasn't sure I'd survive for a while, but I did, of course.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm glad you're better. I'm afraid you're not going to understand anything in tomorrow's lecture, though. The topic's being treated in two parts. At least that's what the professor said. She talked about an example yesterday, and tomorrow she's going to build up the theories using the example she presented yesterday. And if not, well, at least I didn't find it a very easy topic.
And what's the topic? It had to do with the domestication of animals, didn't it?
Yeah, the genetics of animal domestication in this big experiment carried out in Russia that lots of people are using in order to extrapolate back to ancient domestication events, like the domestication of dogs, cats, cows, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay. Are you busy now? Do you want to go and get a coffee and explain to me what you remember from the first lecture? It would be a huge help to me if you have time, that is.
Yeah, why not? Remember, though, I'm finding this topic pretty difficult. I'm not sure if I'm understanding everything, so I'm not sure I'll pass on the right info. I'm happy to try, though.
Don't worry. I like this subject, and I probably know enough to recognize if you've mixed something up, even if I don't know the right answer. Maybe it'll help both of us.
Yeah, actually, trying to explain something to someone else usually makes clear what parts you don't understand yourself.
So what was this experiment?
Okay, first of all, the experiment was carried out in Russia by a scientist named Dmitry K. Belyev. And he bred a group of foxes that came from a fur farm, and he bred them for only one characteristic, which was tameness. And he bred the foxes for tameness for 25 years until he died. And then other researchers took over, and what they found out...
Wait. Sorry to interrupt, but what was the question? I mean, what did they start out trying to prove or disprove exactly?
Oh, whoops, that's important, and I forgot to mention it. Sorry. Well, what Bayev wondered about was why so many different domesticated animals from different places and different times all had so many common characteristics.
Common characteristics? Can you remember any of them specifically?
For example, white spots on an animal's body, particularly on the animal's forehead. This is found on dogs, horses, pigs, cows, many different kinds of animals. Also, floppy ears. Darwin first observed this, that all kinds of domesticated animals had floppy ears, and no wild animals did, except for the elephant. What else? Let's see... Also, the appearance of shorter tails, shorter legs, and changes in the reproductive cycle are all present in lots of different species of domesticated animals. So Belyev thought this was pretty notable. He thought, why should this be?
Did he have any ideas?
Yes, but I can't remember most of them, I'm afraid. Some were quite technical. I'll have to review this at some point. Anyway, he eliminated most of them for one reason or another, and he was left with the idea that maybe if one behavioral trait was selected for...
Do you mean people wanted this trait so they bred animals on purpose that had this trait? Or do you mean by natural selection because they just survived better in captivity?
Yeah, good question. I think this was the issue, but I can't remember exactly why. I think in the end, he decided that it didn't matter if it was human selection or natural selection, or maybe even both at the same time. It's really complicated, but he figured that it was the same either way and it didn't matter. But anyway, back to Believ's hypothesis. He thought that if only one trait was selected for, tameness, which is a behavioral trait controlled by the hormonal and endocrine systems, it could change some really basic patterns of development. And this would explain why all different species changed in the same way as they went through the process of being tamed. And his research seemed to support his idea.
And that's it?
Yeah, basically that's it.
Well, it all seems straightforward enough. I don't know why you're not getting it.
Oh, well, I just skipped the confusing parts, like all the theoretical support for his idea and the details about what his experiment showed. There was some stuff about the development of the embryo, too, and the idea that maybe the tamed animals were keeping babyish characteristics, but I didn't really understand that. You should ask the professor for a copy of the article if you understand this stuff, and read it, and then you can explain the rest to me.
Okay, that's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll do that. But at least now I've got the general picture.
That is the end of the listening test.